This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8th of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm under clear skies. Haifa sees mild temperatures, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, a significant air operation over Israel involved hundreds of Israeli and American aircraft as missiles and drones from Iran and Lebanon presented a challenge. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports the U.S. Senate has passed sanctions against Russia and expanded sanctions on Iran, continuing efforts pushed by the late Senator Lindsey Graham. Also this hour, from the Forward, Montenegro's small Jewish community is facing growing hostility toward Israel, complicating their situation amid regional tensions. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals the U.S. has proposed hundreds of millions in aid to Lebanon to help it distance itself from Iran, with conditions attached. And finally, JNS reports that the U.S. has sanctioned crypto exchanges accused of laundering billions for Iran, a move aimed at disrupting Tehran's financial networks. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a social media user, shared a joyful moment of Hamas captivity survivors celebrating their freedom at Rio's carnival, highlighting their resilience just minutes ago. Arsen Ostrovsky, a commentator, defended Israel's actions in Australia, stating they only provided information to decision makers in a post from earlier. Isabella Tabarovsky, a journalist, praised Elliot Malin for debunking false genocide claims against Israel, pointing out misinformation by so-called experts, writing on X just now. Now for more on those stories, starting with the unprecedented air operation over Israel. According to Walla, hundreds of aircraft from Israel and the U.S. operated in the skies, countering threats from Iran and Lebanon. This operation underscores the ongoing regional tensions and highlights the strategic cooperation between the two nations. The safety of Israeli citizens remains a top priority. Turning to the U.S. Senate's recent actions, as reported by the Times of Israel, the Senate passed a bill expanding sanctions on Russia and Iran. This legislation, championed by the late Senator Lindsey Graham, seeks to tighten economic pressures on these nations. The implications could affect diplomatic relations and economic stability in the region. Meanwhile, Montenegro's Jewish community is navigating increased hostility towards Israel. The Forward reports that this small community is feeling the pressure as regional tensions rise. Their situation exemplifies the broader challenges faced by Jewish communities in areas of rising anti-Israel sentiment. Separately, the U.S. is offering Lebanon substantial aid to reduce Iranian influence, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew. This proposal aims to bolster Lebanon's independence from Tehran, with conditions to ensure the funds support the Lebanese army. The move could shift the balance of power in the region. And finally, JNS details U.S. sanctions on cryptocurrency exchanges linked to Iran. These exchanges reportedly help Tehran evade existing sanctions. By targeting these financial networks, the U.S. aims to cut off crucial funding channels. This action is part of broader efforts to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business notes that Israel is among the countries with the most billionaires, boasting over 40 individuals with a combined worth of about $30 billion. This highlights Israel's economic prowess on the global stage. Separately, Mardiv Business reports that Meta faces a nearly $1 billion penalty in New Mexico for damages caused to teenagers. This legal outcome could impact Meta's financial strategies and regulatory compliance worldwide. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that a New Mexico court ordered Meta to pay $567 million for harms to young users, allocating a significant portion to treatment services. This landmark trial could set a precedent for tech companies' responsibilities towards young users. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.